This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a junk is coming in.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we're going to grow some bone. We're going to drink some tea. We're going to answer questions about erectile dysfunction and pseudo obstructions of the gastrointestinal system. But before we get to that, well, there's also medical cannabis in the news. But before we get to that, we've got major, major breaking news.
Breaking news.
Wow, this is big, folks. Stand by. We have got major breaking news on the hashtag CDC whistleblower story right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Breaking earlier today on the Truth Barrier, our good friend Celia Farber is going to join us momentarily. But she received some images from the cell phone of Andrew Wakefield. Now you think, what is that? Images from the cell phone of Andrew Wakefield. You hear about images, you go to the celebrity scandals, and like, no. These are texts that are actually texts.
No.
Yes, exactly. I just want you to say, and they're linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com today. You can see what we're going to be talking about. This is going to dominate our conversation for the first starting point here. Hashtag CDC whistleblower, of course, on Twitter. And in these... in these texts, it was a series of texts going back and forth between Dr. Andrew Wakefield and a CDC whistleblower, William Thompson, PhD senior researcher at CDC. And the things that are revealed in this, all of the naysayers who said he didn't really mean what he said, the whistleblower in his lawyer-approved press release about acknowledging wrongdoing and he's sorry that it happened. If you think this is not real and happened, now we've got images coming again from the phone directly that were happening on the day of that release from the lawyer of William Thompson. What do they say? What do they say? We're going to tell you in just a moment as soon as I know Celia is with us, and I'm going to bring her in because she broke the story over at Truth Barrier, truthbarrier.com. Check it out online, robertscottbell.com, linking it up. Now, apologies from Bill Thompson to Andrew Wakefield. The things that were said here are actually quite stunning. I mean, it's the least that the so-called scientific community could offer Andrew Wakefield, who was pilloried, who was attacked viciously, who was de-licensed, defrocked, however you want to say it, from his medical career in the United Kingdom, simply because he made observations originally and pointed them out and published them. That the MMR was causing unknown etiology at the time, gastrointestinal enterocolitis. I mean, they call it idiopathic. They don't know what happened. He found evidence of the specific strain of the measles vaccine virus in the guts of these children who also happened to have diagnosis into the autism spectrum. And that saga has gone on for 15 years now. And we just recently had the breakthrough, of course, with Brian Hooker reviewing the raw data that was with the help of the whistleblower, Thompson, that he got out of the CDC, and then it got it published. And it was stunning what it showed us, a significant increase in the risk for autism in particularly African-American boys getting the shots on time, the MMR shot on time. And now we have another aspect of the story breaking here in the new media, along with Celia Farber on the Robert Scott Bell Show through Truth Barrier. Do we have Celia on the line? Oh, we do. Bring Celia into this. Celia Farber, my good friend, she's been at it, an investigative journalist reporter for many, many years. and she knows firsthand the blowback that occurs when you publish something that is not recognized as kosher by the officials. Again, you bust up an official story, the officials don't like it. And she's still here. She's standing strong. She's doing incredible work at the Truth Barrier. Celia Faber, my friend, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Robert. It's great to be back.
Al, I'm blessed to have you as a friend, and I'm glad that you were able to get a hold of this, the text messages. I've kind of hinted at what's in them, but I wanted you to present how you came upon them and what they do reveal to us today.
Well, they were gifted to me. They were given to me. They were in my email box this morning. I'll return to that later if you want more information on that. But I want to start by saying what we're talking about here. You know, I've always been fascinated by... My site is called The Truth Barrier, and all of us, we love the truth. We hunt it, right? You have to be very... it's complicated. What is truth, and where does it travel, and how can you find it? And for me, text messages, something like this, is as close to the bone of truth as it gets. So I was quite thrilled to receive these text messages. And what they are, it's a text exchange between, and most people listening probably know this by now, a CDC whistleblower, as we call him, yeah. Dr. William Thompson, and Dr. Andrew Wakefield, and it's on the first exchange is on the day of the CDC whistleblower's press release coming out, and I think it's totally extraordinary. I'll just read it, if I may.
Yes, please.
Dr. Wakefield asks, is the press release real? Let me pause there for a second. There was speculation on that day that the press release was not real because it wasn't quite linked right to the law office or something. So that's the first question. Is the press release real? And Dr. Thompson answers yes, exclamation mark. Dr. Wakefield writes, thank you. This was the right and honorable thing to do, Andy. Dr. Thompson, I agree. I apologize again for the price you paid for my dishonesty. Dr. Wakefield, I forgive you completely and without any bitterness. And then it closes with Dr. Thompson writing, I know you mean it, and I am grateful to know you more personally. So it's a stunning exchange. It's a very human exchange. Mm-hmm. What did you think when you read it? That's what I want to know.
I don't like answering questions.
I like asking them.
Celia, I know you took the words right out of my mouth too. We think alike in that regard. Our background in journalism and asking these questions, and I saw it as a real human exchange that was extraordinary. I look at the human element of all of these things, and to see a man of the stature of an Andrew Wakefield, very high up and well respected in his field, who simply uncovered something and reported on it, and then was nearly destroyed for it. Standing strong and tall, and also willing to forgive those who attacked him in that way, in a most human way, a most extraordinary way. Now, Andy, I asked if he would come on tonight, and he said he didn't want this to be about him, although part of the story is about him and what he's done, the extraordinary things he's done. So I understand that, respect that. And he did, of course, verbally confirm to me that indeed this was from his phone. These were texts that happened the day exactly as you said it, Celia. But I'm so overwhelmed by his willingness to have the heart to say, I forgive you totally and completely, even though that's not the story. That's what touches me as well.
Yeah, and what we're seeing here, you know, character is destiny, right? Shakespeare would be all over this, would just adore it. Because what we know about Thompson is he has a need to confess. Mm-hmm. He has a need to unburden his soul. His soul is burdened. And if I were the CDC and these other people, I would go into that reality and stop trying to cork this up, which is what they've been doing. Mm-hmm. And they really don't have very good public relations skills because they're falling on their faces all over the place, constantly saying just really idiotic things like it's not real and he's a fake, and then they kind of ran with this ball. when the press release came out, which was, well, he's distancing himself. He loves vaccines. He loves his employers. And he there's a passage in the press release that a lot of people got really sort of glandularly excited about, in which Dr. Thompson said he was recorded against his will by Autism Media Channel. I'm sorry, not against his will. Forgive me.
Without his knowledge.
Right. And, of course, Georgia is a one-party consent recording state, so it's not against any law. And so we could, you know, go on and on about that. But it faintly suggested that he wanted to turn against specifically Dr. Wakefield.
Right, retaliate
himself.
Well, and this,
I mean, Celia, it was weird.
This text, though, shows exactly the opposite, because on the very day of that press release from his attorney, he's actually having this heart-to-heart exchange with Dr. Wakefield, who he claimed maybe had released or outed him before he wanted to be outed.
Exactly. And there's another text that I don't have the screenshot of it. This is a text that was sent by Dr. Thompson to Carmel, who is Andy Wakefield's wife. And I'm just rifling through my papers here to find it. And this one is just as incredible in its way. And here's what this one says.
Trying to scroll to it, I understand.
I'm looking at the wrong page.
No, this
paper.
Is also...
Can you believe on what century I'm in? I'm looking at paper here. There it is.
Go ahead.
I do believe your husband's career was unjustly damaged, and this study would have supported his scientific opinion. Hopefully, I can help repair it. Wow. I mean, my father has a phrase. You know my dad, and he's a Southerner. Mm-hmm. His phrase is, put me on the hog train. Put me on the hog train. That's the family expression for, you know, oh my God.
Yeah.
That's so incredible to me.
Well, that's so extraordinary, because we're still hearing the attacks from the apologists to the CDC, or for the CDC, saying that Andy Wakefield is a bad guy, he's a corrupt guy, he violated standards, he put out a state. His study has been discredited. And here you've got whistleblower from the CDC active right now, still evidently works there, acknowledging the role that he played in discrediting him and being apologetic, and hopefully that he could help to repair it. This is extraordinary. Celia Farber is our guest. One more segment here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. We've got links to truthbarrier.com as well. More after this. Stunning news.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Tracks, some parallel, some intersecting with this story of the hashtag CDC whistleblower William Thompson and the admission of the MMR vaccine and its impact into the autism spectrum. And one of the stories that's been going on for a long time is the Andy Wakefield story. Now, I said I invited him on tonight. He didn't want to come on. He didn't want it to be about himself. And I respect him immensely. No problem there. But we are revealing what was in the text messages between he and Bill Thompson, as well as his wife and Bill Thompson. And what it reveals is stunning and maybe more devastating to the CDC and the memes surrounding and supporting their viewpoint and the attacks on Andy Wakefield for the past 15 years. And I want Celia, who knows this as well as anybody, about this concept. You mentioned it on the break, pariahhood. How does the text impact their ability to continue to attack Andy in this way, Wakefield?
Well, their whole game is pariahhood and scapegoating and killing the messenger. And this is what they've done in all fields of what we call controversial science. They find one figure, they crucify that one figure. They stir up David Lewis has written and has spoken about this a lot. They stir up just a cloud of strange trouble that ordinary people usually can't really make heads or tails of, but the pharmaceutical funded media will run with it, and then they just hammer and hammer and hammer, and it's very much professional high level bullying, and the whole game breaks down when even one the whole point of pariahhood is this person must be untouchable. Totally untouchable, totally irredeemable, and that has to be consistent. That's the most important thing that has to be consistent. And that was broken today when Dr. Thompson said what he said. I think probably It may even be the most threatening thing. You know, I sometimes tend to get a little hyperbolic. I'll pull back on that a little bit. It's right up there. I think it's an extraordinary moment for those who have been seeking, you know, the truth. And it's not, the phrase goes around a lot. This is not, quote, about Andy Wakefield, but it is about him in the sense that this bizarre inversion took place where Brian Deere and the Murdoch Empire, you know, did what they did. And I'd love to, actually, I wouldn't love to. Let me tell you, I was going to say, I'd love to open that hood and figure out how they, we know how they did it. We know what they did. What's way more important is, are these kinds of moments where oftentimes all it takes is one person to, you know, break the chain, and then more people will come forward and say, and also, you know, agree that Andrew Wakefield was hideously and unjustly crucified, really, as I say in my piece, for the sins of the vaccine establishment. And you've done, I'm sure you've done several shows on the fact that, another author on that paper was exonerated of all these peculiar charges. Pariahhood, it's very much like, it's a totalitarian model seen very much in former communist dictatorships. It's in 1984. It's in Orwell's 1984. Remember 2 Minutes Hate and Unpersons and all that stuff. This is why I think Julian Assange and his crew, they knew that since everything, the whole game is kill the messenger, that they tried to eliminate the messenger, and then of course they made Assange the pariah and the messenger. It's really the only game in town for criminals.
Right. And so seeing that the whistleblower himself that they are now trying to say is on our side, aka the CDC's side, he's our guy still, even though he said something. When he comes out and says, I acknowledge the damage to you, to your reputation, I would like to see if I can help make amends. Again, this is a major break in a story.
He's returning us to a world of conscience and standards and morality and decency, and we're out of this horrific, violent slum. And that's a beautiful development.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. I didn't anticipate that happening. Knowing what I know about the players many times in these I don't call them games, but in these vicious attacks. And if we are continuing, and we will continue to follow this and see where it goes from here, the question is, you know, what can the parents do, the moms and dads that are hurting and are in pain? I'm not asking them to forgive William Thompson. Nobody can do that but in their own heart. But at the same time, acknowledging that there's some kind of human spiritual event taking place here.
Yeah, that's right. What I've picked up from I've been in contact with that community. I couldn't be more impressed with any group of people I've ever encountered anywhere on the planet than these parents. And they are the spirit of that group is a spirit of astonishingly is it's very forgiving. It's very
Celia
forgiving.
Farber.
It's very open.
Love you dearly. Appreciate all of your work, and you have an open door here. We'll continue to cover this together as this breaks. Truthbarrier.com. Check it out. We've got the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We got medical chemists. We've got a medical doctor talking about it after this.
Did you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, man, I feel good having Celia Farber on the show last segment. And breaking news, again, hashtag CDC whistleblower. We're going to continue this coverage every day that this is a story and breaking bigger.
Intense stuff, man.
Yeah, no, it's great. We also have Stephen Huer scheduled. We're going to talk about regrowing bone for those of you osteopenics or osteoporotics, however you want to say it. We'll get to you a little bit later. We got questions of the day on erectile dysfunction. Oh, my gosh. And let's see, what else we're going to talk about? Pseudo obstructions of the GI tract in a child. Wow, some wild stuff. This humble homeopath with an attitude has his work cut out for him today. But you know what? I think we got to just cool out a little bit, though, don't you? We got the medical profession is starting to wake up and realize plants do stuff that are good for you. Interestingly enough, yeah. So,
welcome
what do you think?
The party. Yeah.
What do you think?
Are you telling me it's time for a cannabis update?
Oh yeah.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Yeah. All right. Medical cannabis. We call it curative cannabis, medical marijuana, heavenly hemp, whatever you want to call it. We write about it in Unlock the Power to Heal as well. Right now we're joined by Dr. Deborah Malkin, MD, PhD. And she has got clinical experience, and she's going to be speaking at a medical conference on this very subject. And I'm glad to introduce you, Dr. Malkin, to the Robert Scott Bell Show audience. Welcome.
Hi, happy to be here. I'm glad to reach an audience greater than California. We got a lot going on here, though.
Oh, heck yeah. And you're going to be speaking at a conference in Denver coming up. We've been spotlighting. Super Don's been plugging everybody in. And I'm just thrilled to know that there are folks such as yourself within the healthcare field that are actually embracing a plant and identifying its properties and using it appropriately.
Well, actually, for me, it's a no-brainer because I came into Western medicine already trained in alternative medicine. So I'm actually one of the few MDs that knows quite a bit about herbal products. So this was an easy step in for me and one that I'm totally philosophically aligned with.
Mm-hmm.
My goal in life as a holistic physician has been to keep my patients off of as many pharmaceuticals as possible, if not all of them.
That's why I like you already. You're terrific. And of course, there's a whole backstory of how you never got programmed because, you know, I've gone to, you know, major universities and, you know, aligned with a lot of docs as well. Many of them were, let's say, programmed in a certain direction that they had to literally, like, going to occult deprogramming class or classes to get to the point where they can embrace things like you talk about and you utilize for your patient population.
You're exactly right, Robert. As a matter of fact, I'm one of the few physicians that came into the medical training already committed to alternative. So I had that rare advantage of learning about healing before I learned about symptom management. And before I went to medical school, one of my friends who is a naturopathic doctor, I called him up and said, "Did I become an ND or an MD?" And he said, "Well, I'm going to go become an MD." And I said, "You already did 4 years. Why would you do that?" And he said, "Because I want to be able to practice in any state that I choose, and I want to have validity. And the only risk is they're going to try to brainwash you, so don't let them do that."
Mm.
And that was my entry into medicine with that forewarning. And fortunately, I stuck with my principles, so here we are.
Congratulations. I'm really glad, again, to connect with you. Also, you should know if you want to learn more about Dr. Deborah Malkin. She has got a website. We have it linked up in the show notes. You can click on her picture or the text in there. And it's cannabisplus.net. Am I correct in saying that?
You are correct. And I'd like to let everybody know that my website has at least several hundred research articles in their entirety listed in the research section that anyone can access for free about different conditions and how cannabis has been studied to help it or not help it, but all the studies are pretty much up there. So that's a great educational resource that's open to the public.
Very nice. Now, from the standpoint of the things we've been covering for, you know, a while now, particularly dealing with anxiety, dealing with children who have seizure disorders, we've covered issues such as cancer, brain cancer, different cancers as well, and pain especially. I mentioned some of the biggies. Are there some things that you've seen clinically that maybe most people are not aware of that this plant can help with in patients suffering?
Absolutely. I don't know if you've discussed the law very much, but the law in California that was passed in 1996 called Proposition 215 had one added clause in it that none of the other states have. And it lists the conditions that cannabis can commonly be used for, and it adds this one line, or any other condition for which the doctor feels cannabis may be useful. That one line has allowed us to use medical marijuana for any condition for which we feel it will be useful. Pretty much, there are very few conditions that don't fall into this category. So as a result, we've seen lots of pain issues. Most of our patients have pain issues, but they're not intense chronic pain that you've been dealing with for many years. It could be that you sprained your back lifting a heavy object and you just want to treat it with cannabis instead of Vicodin for the next 3 months. And that's enough in California. So we're very fortunate on that. And that's one of the topics that I will be speaking about at the conference. And the second most common ailment that we treat is insomnia, helping with sleep. And I don't believe that that's approved in Colorado, but it is in California. And that's the second most ailment that we deal with.
Well, this is you're talking about insomnia. That's huge, huge, huge.
It's huge.
And the drugs that are used to treat it are so dangerous, so very dangerous, and don't address any underlying causes as usual. But to hear this, I have to ask you just one more follow-on question to it. Are we talking about a form of cannabis that is high CBD, low THC, or other way around, or balanced between them? What has been your experience in that particular patient population?
It's the other way around, actually.
Okay.
CBD in relatively significant amounts, it does not help for sleep. Actually, it's alerting. It's a little bit stimulating. So my typical routine for patients is to use a high CBD product during the day if they do not want to be disoriented and go to work and function, and then to use the high THC indica type strain at night so that they can get a good night's sleep. And fortunately, we have a lot of dispensaries here that do laboratory testing of their products, so we know the exact cannabinoid and sometimes terpene concentrations in the products that our patients are getting.
Well, that's
the new news.
Yeah, this is big news, huge news. And I think that's something I want to explore even more, perhaps with you. I know this is our first time talking to you on the air, and also want to reference for all our doctors that listen. We've got doctors all over the country, all over the world that listen to the show. There's a conference that Dr. Deborah Malka will be speaking at, and it's called Marijuana for Medical Professionals, September 9th through the 11th, and that's in Denver, and we've got a link to it, MMJ4Doctors, F-O-R, doctors, all spelled out, .com, MMJ4Doctors.com, and she'll be speaking on this and I guess and many other things, but I'm very pleased to hear about the potential benefits or actual benefits you've seen for insomnia.
Well, actually, they called me up and asked me, what do you want to give a case report about? I know you've seen like 30,000 patients. What do you want to talk about? And I said, you know, I looked at your syllabus and nobody's talking about the daily stuff, the stuff that we deal with, you know, most commonly. Low back pain and insomnia. So that's what I'll be talking about. Cannabis medicine is not about the great miracle cures and about, you know, the few percentage of children even who are getting cured for their seizures, but about the billions of people that are getting their common everyday problems helped with cannabis. So that's what I'll be talking about.
Beautiful. Now, we saw a news article, I think just yesterday or today, referencing another scientific study in theory, I don't know how far they go, claiming that maybe cannabis is a possible treatment for Alzheimer's or other neurological degradation. I've talked about the impact on the brain and the nervous system, particularly when we see some of these seizure disorders, but also the gut-brain connection. What can you relate about that particular area?
Well, first of all, you have to understand that United States, being the country that does most of the scientific research in the world, has a ban on cannabis research. So we cannot really speak to human clinical studies in this country. To the best of my knowledge, there are only anecdotal reports about Alzheimer's disease.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a lot of animal data, and it says that cannabis is neuroprotective for the brain, and it breaks down amyloid plaques that happen in rat brains that have been induced to form them, and that's a similar brain structure that we find increased in Alzheimer's patients. So we're thinking that, you know, a dose a day keeps the doctor away. Start using it early so that you get some neuroprotection into your brain. And
now
that's what cannabis is known to do, is to be a neuroantioxidant.
Beautiful.
That's
we got about
sure.
a minute left already. It's going too quickly,
okay.
Of course. The use of, for instance, cannabis leaves, like you can eat a dandelion leaf in a salad,
right.
Or juice a dandelion leaf.
Right.
And I want to hear if you had some experience with utilizing it in that way as well.
I have several patients that do juice raw cannabis leaves, and it's one of the greatest boons to chronic disease I've ever seen. So we might have to speak about that at another time, but basically any raw vegetable juice that you're getting nutrients, antioxidants, chlorophyll, and oxygen, and you're not having junk food, that's going to help you a lot. Then when you add the cannabinoid acids into it, you have a really good immune booster and anti-inflammatory. So, yes, excellent, excellent therapy.
Well, we've only scratched the surface with you. I can tell Dr. Deborah Malko, extraordinary experience, 30,000-plus patients now in working with cannabis. She'll be speaking at the Marijuana for Medical Professionals Conference, MMJ for Doctors. You can find out more about her. Her picture's there. It's linked up. Just click it at robertscottbell.com. It'll take you to cannabisplus.net. Dr. Malko, thank you for all your wonderful work, and I look forward to hearing from you again after the conference.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. She's definitely rocking the health world, Super Don. Great, great job. Great connection.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what are we going to do? We got the CDC whistleblower story. It's blowing up even bigger. We're going to talk about that and more after this break right here on the show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, Don, have you ever called into a radio show before, live?
Of course I have, yes.
Seriously, I mean, beyond what we do together.
No,
you have.
Absolutely. I grew up loving talk radio. I used to call in all the time.
Did you? Okay, because I did once, I think. I got through to the Neil Bortz show many years ago, and I was all about the vaccine issue back when it wasn't popular to talk about it. Not that it is now, too, because you see the blowback. But I'm just saying that because you, too, can call into the Robert Scott Bell Show right now, 866-939-2355. We might even pick up the line and talk to you. 866-939-BELL. You want to talk about the hashtag CDC whistleblower?
It works. The phone does work.
We've confirmed it. And we are live 7 to 9 Eastern, typically, on a Monday through Friday, and 1 to 3 in the afternoon Sundays. And we've got some big news. Our good friend, Joni Abbott, will be hosting this Thursday as we're traveling to the Sacred Fire of Liberty Gala. Thank you to Jonathan Emord. And that's going to be good. And we just found out that you can watch that live on the internet. Interesting. Huh? We'll have to get that information. In fact, we put the information and the links in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. And let's see, what else? We got Stephen Huer checking in with us a little bit later. What else are we doing? Questions of the day. Hey, Dr. Newsom. You know, Ty is going to be here tomorrow. It's Outside the Box Wednesday. And he had an amazing time hooking up with all the great doctors at the Cancer Control Society. And he got Dr. Newsom, and he was blown away. He'll tell me tomorrow, but he's like, that guy's, he's a genius. And I agree. The things that he's doing, really in line with what we're all about here, of course. Detoxification.
Hey, we got a phone caller.
We do not. Just making that up. Well, no, hold on. We'll take the call in just a second. I just want to say, Dr. Newsom, thank you for your super earth energy, for your Inflamagon, and for your digestive detox. So give him some love, Dr. Newsom, drnuzum.com. Thank you for your support. Now, who's on the line?
Looks like we have a caller. Let's just bring up the caller. Who do we
Don
have?
Is calling. It's not Don. Is it really? Let's call him. Hello, you're on the air. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Don. I accidentally ate too many of those sugar-free gummy bears, and I'm suffering from extreme anal leakage. Do you have something that could help me with that?
Really? If there was a Lestra in it, you're not a regular listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
See, now that is just proof that you can call into the show. See?
Yeah, no, I hear you, Don. I hear you. It just worked. That was really coming through the phone line, by the way. And speaking of eating while you're watching a show or listening to a show, there is a story about that. In fact, if a show is really exciting, you might eat more. And they're worried about that. Don't watch TV if the show is too exciting, you might eat too much. Now, I don't know if that applies to radio or not, but I suppose it would, especially if you are doing the plant containing THC, which does indeed stimulate appetite.
Well, what is it that when you're putting on a really good movie, what is mm-hmm. like the stereotypical thing that everybody does? They pop popcorn, right?
Yeah.
Go to a movie, what are you doing? You're just constantly munch, just because it's, thrilling on the edge of your seat and stuff. So it kind of makes sense to me.
Yeah. Well, Cornell University said that they kind of looked at this and said, well, the action flicks make you eat more. So we know that all of our listeners here on the Robert Scott Bell Show are putting on the poundage because we're an exciting show. What can you say? No sleeping during the broadcast here, Super Don. But
I think that, the only person who snacks during the show is you.
Me?
You're constantly doing that. I've got the organic blueberry chocolate muffin with stars and angels flying out of it, and I'm eating it right now.
No, I'm not eating it right now. Sometimes I do. It's true. But I'm being a good example, not a bad example. Bad example to radio hosts, but a good example to everybody else.
Kudos to Mrs. Bell. I mean, she's
Dr.
like
Bell.
The awesome organic bakery master.
Yeah, oh my gosh, is she amazing. Woo-wee, we're gonna eat some more of that. I think I got a cookie left over for after the show, but then I'll have to go and work out extra. No, we'll metabolize the good fats. And that's a big story. I think we're scheduled. I got to tell Ty. I might have to be on simultaneously on Outside the Box Wednesday and the Jerry Doyle Show tomorrow.
Tomorrow evening. That's right.
Yeah. Because he wants to talk about fat again. Yeah.
He likes to talk about fat, but it's kind of nice because he's now, every time that there's a story that comes on that flies mm-hmm. in the face of what it is that the general public has been told for many years and that mm-hmm. you've been saying, hey, they're wrong. Every time you're vindicated, Jerry's got you on, and it's nice because it happens a lot.
He's funny. Every time he sends an email, Robert, do you ever get sick of being right so often when everyone else is wrong? I didn't really look at it that way. I'm more concerned that it's right for all of y'all out there, and it's working for you. And that's where, you get some of the people that cried about my ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, where I actually talked about products that I use that I think can prevent and reverse neurological degradation, including ALS. Where's the proof? Where's the proof? Yeah, how about my friends that were sick with neurological degradation disease and now they don't have it?
Ah. Where's the proof? That doesn't count. They're not in the peer-reviewed journal.
Yeah, I got your peer-reviewed journal right here, buddy. Hey, we'll be back. Lots more healing to go. Give us a call. Why would you do that? Because the power to heal is yours, of course.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.